Voices of Hope is a nonprofit committed to inspiring a sense of community and well-being in hospitals through the donation of athletic jerseys to be worn by patients rooting for their favorite team. In the past 7 years, Jerseys of Hope has given out over 2,000 jerseys to lift the spirits of hospital patients. They have impacted the needy in 4 countries and 11 states. Please visit jerseysofhope.org to learn more. We're so honored to partner with Jerseys of Hope and be a small part of the large impact they make. Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. This is Caitlin. Each episode, my Uncle Aaron interviews guests that are living their lives unscripted. The song you are hearing is the music from our dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their music wherever you stream your favorite songs. For now, from his studio, here's my Uncle Aaron.
Welcome back to Unscripted from my Jerseys of Hope studios in Hilliard, Ohio. This is a reunion that's long overdue. Miss Robin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It has been a minute, Robin. How long has it been? Like, I don't know, 30 years?
Yep. It doesn't feel that way when you have Facebook. You feel like you can kind of see everybody's life in action through Facebook.
I know a lot of people are really excited to hear from you and hear about where you're at. So let's just start there. Where are you? What's life? Let's just bring everybody up to speed because it's not about me. It's about you today. So just tell everybody where we're at. Like, Robin, what is Robin Drabek up today?
Well, first of all, did you graduate in 94?
I graduated. Well, I walked in 92. I might have graduated in like 2015 by the time I paid off my bill. But I walked in 1992, and that's what's important.
Okay. All right. Because my husband, of course, you guys all know Nick. He graduated at Mount Vernon. So he and I both graduated from Mount Vernon. He played baseball at Mount Vernon. And then we met in the gym. I always tell people we met in the gym. That's why we have gym rats as kids. So, but yeah, we have 3 kids, Tyler, McKenna, and Peyton. Tyler is 25, McKenna's 23, and we have a 14-year-old also named Peyton. So Nick has been working at Enterprise Holdings, which is Enterprise Rent-A-Car, for almost 28 years. I was a stay-at-home mom for a long time. And then I got my certification to be a personal trainer, got a job at a Ladies. It's called Ladies Super Fitness. It's a gym. I've been there for 7 years. And we'll talk about this later, but I just had the opportunity from the owner to buy Ladies Super Fitness, which came as a shock and didn't want it, but God had it in other ways. So I'm getting ready in the process to buy the gym. But my son, Tyler, he started at Kent State. He's a baseball player. He's a baseball, got a scholarship there. Kent State is, as a lot of people know from around here, it's a great baseball school, has one of the best pitching coaches. And that's where Tyler decided to go because it's closer to home. We could watch him. It's really cool to see Tyler's story. He had 4 years at Kent. They went pretty good. COVID hit, and he actually redshirted his freshman year. He wanted to use that freshman year to go somewhere other than Kent to finish out his career. He was doing really well at Kent. It was awesome. He ended up getting an opportunity to go to a Christian college, Lipscomb University in Nashville, which we loved. He loved. He ended up going there, had a phenomenal year. He ended up getting a COVID year. So he could go to school for on and on and on. I think he was there 7 years. But he, great year at Lipscomb, he bet on himself like he always does. And he was like, I want to go out. I really want to try to go out on top. If I don't get to go professionally, which he had a lot of calls to go professionally and it was heading in that direction. He got about, I think every school but 3 SEC schools were actually wanted to bring him on. So he ended up going to Auburn University and he played at Auburn, started out really well. Tyler had something going on with his arm, started at Kent, but it was just, he got a MRI. It was just bone spurs. So he had bone spurs in his elbow, but his ligaments, everything were fine. When he got to Auburn, it got worse and worse. And the bone spurs were to the point where his arm was literally like this, like he couldn't even bend it straight. The best doctor there who he's the Atlanta Braves doctor, has worked on Roger Clemens. He's just a really popular doctor. Talked to Tyler and pretty much told him he needed to surgery. If he wanted to have a normal life with that arm, he would be willing to do the surgery for him. And he went ahead and had that surgery, and he's doing well. He was not able to move on from that point in his life, but wow, what a ride. And it was kind of cool to watch him and where God placed him and all the people he got to meet and how his faith grew, and just a really cool story for Tyler. And now he is a player development coach at Jackson High School. They're one of the number one baseball schools in Ohio, high school baseball schools. And then he also worked for Herschel Clark at the also. So he's here. He's back with us. So that's Tyler's story. And then, as you know, Robin,
Jackson, is Jackson South? Isn't that Southern Ohio? Like, is that the right Jackson?
No, Jackson High School is right here in Stark County. Okay. Yep, it's right here. It's where kids went to Hoover. So it's Hoover, Jackson, Perry, like the whole Federal League area.
So my phone literally just rang. I don't know if it'll pick it up on audio, but my phone just vibrated. And it was this guy named Mark Price. And I bring it up. That's not a name drop. It's not a name drop. I promise. It actually flows to, I think, who you're going to speak to next. And that's your daughter, because everybody needs to know, like, the world's really small. So, and especially in a podcasting world. So your daughter this summer got to do something. So please tell us about your daughter.
So another story about injury is my daughter, McKenna. Right. She graduated high school, but before her senior year in high school, McKenna went down with a torn ACL, which was kind of, you know, people that have done it, they know it's a real blow because it takes a while to come back. She had her scholarship for Eastern Michigan. She got a full ride scholarship, and we were worried about that, but those coaches were amazing. They came to visit her. They still gave her the scholarship. So her freshman year, she went to Eastern Michigan. It was a rough year trying to come back from that injury and then just not really feeling like that was the place for her. She ended up transferring down to Nova Southeastern University to play. It's a Division II. She chose that school. They were in the Elite Eight the year before she went there, and the coach was awesome. She called McKenna and asked her to come down. We visited. It was just a really good fit for her. And then she went down there. And then during the 2020 season, which was already kind of strange because of COVID, she ended up going down and healing her other knee. So she tore her ACL in her other knee. So McKenna had both knees ACL tears. So it was very hard. It was very wearing on her, very hard. She's a tough cookie that she went back and played another year with two torn ACLs. So she did that. And then she had a COVID year, but she chose to finish out school and come home. And so she is here now. And she actually is going to, her and I are doing this business together. And her number one thing wants to help other girls with injury prevention and maybe be a motivational speaker for young girls or any athletes that might be going through what she has been through.
Let me share so I was in Outer Banks and you sent me a message and said, hey, and it was a picture of your son, your youngest, who you're going to talk about in a minute, at a camp for some guy that played for the Cavs. I don't some dude, right? So I sent it to him. And so McKenna, I don't want to speak for you. McKenna worked his camp and your son attended his camp, your youngest, who you'll talk about in a minute, attended his camp. But let me tell you this, and we're talking about Mark Price. What he told me was she's a beast and that he could not get over the fact that she had come back from not one, but multiple knee injuries. Because, you know, as many Cavs fans know, Mark had one, you know, in his career as well. So that was his feedback. He said she is an absolute beast. And so please share that with her if she listens to this today. It was an honor. I don't want to speak for him, but I know from the text I received, he really enjoyed his time with your daughter working his camp. And so it's a very small world. I couldn't believe that she was working his camp and your son got to attend as well. So
yes. Oh, yes. That was awesome. She came home. She talked about him and his sons and how awesome they were at the camp. My little guy, Peyton, he's 14. That was his first camp, by the way, basketball camp. He loves basketball and baseball, but you know, baseball's his love, but going to that camp was the best thing that he's different than my other two. Like he's very like, oh, I don't want to go to camps. Like he's a little afraid of them, but he went to that one and he loved it. And I will have to tell you, at the very end, brought my dad. My dad is a huge Mark Price fan. And my dad and I always went to the Cavs games. And of course, Larry Nance and Mark Price, those are the guys we always remember back in the day with the Cavs. And so I asked my dad, I said, do you want to go with me to pick up Peyton and meet Mark Price? So he did. He came with me and he got to talk to him for a while. And we all got to meet him. And it was really awesome, though, when I turned around with my dad before we were leaving. It was so cool to see he got all McKenna, his sons, my son, and I think McKenna's fiance was there also, but he got in a circle and they all like were hugging and they all said a prayer together before they left. And that made my younger son to be a part of that too. So it was really cool.
It was so cool that you all got to be with him this summer and that the world's very small and that he got to meet you all.
Hey everyone, this is Caitlin again. One of the biggest questions we receive is, how do you make money on a podcast? The answer that my uncle gives is, you don't. We set up unscriptedmerch.com to be a warehouse for products and partners to sell merch and spirit items. Each purchase helps this podcast find out more and order some merch at unscriptedmerch.com. Use code UNSCRIPTED20 and receive 20% off all of your orders. Now let's get back to today's episode.
All right, let's talk about your youngest son.
Peyton, he's 14. He loves baseball, plays basketball, and he loves to fish. So he's awesome.
That's nice.
He loves to fish. If we're not playing sports, we're fishing. So, but so his dad, cool is Nick has been coaching his travel baseball team for 3 years. This year was awesome. You know, this is the first year, this last year, I've had McKenna and Tyler both back home, which is incredible. They were in Florida. They were in Alabama. They were in Tennessee and they all came back home. Like how incredible for Peyton too, that he has his brother here. But Tyler and Nick both coached his baseball team this year and they got to win a state championship together. And it's just nice as a mom to see that you have all three of your guys together and Peyton gets to, after watching them for so long, do their thing. You know, they're here watching him now do his thing. So it's kind of cool.
It's pretty amazing. Honestly, Robin, it says a lot about you and Nick that they'll come home. I think I'm going to ruin this quote. I promise you in advance, I'll ruin this quote, but there's a quote out there that says something about like, you know, one of the greatest things that you can have as an adult is that your kids still want to hang out with you when they're older. Again, I just destroyed that quote, but you get the point. Like when they want to come home. So congrats to you and Nick. You've obviously done an amazing job raising your kids to the fact that they do want to come back home and spend time with each other. That's, you know, last night my daughters were texting and I got a screenshot of some of their interaction. It's just so cool that your kids will want to be together and love on each other. So congratulations to you and Nick. We've been in this now for a little bit, right? It's not easy. And it really is a marker of parents when their kids want to come back home and that they love each other and care about each other. It really says a lot about you all.
Yeah. And I don't think the kids understand sometimes like how much that means to them that they are back here. And, you know, I enjoy having them here. It does. After being away from them for quite some time, it's nice to have them home.
Yeah. Just to put a bow on talking about you and your family, and I love that you guys are all doing so well. Like you said, we're on social media, so we get to hover and watch and see the success. What's something you would share with maybe parents of younger athletes that are just starting that journey, the travel journey, the basketball, the baseball, all that? What advice would you give them from what you've learned in this process?
I reflect, which it's funny because I kind of did start over. So it's like, you know, I raised two and then I had to start all over again. And I've learned a lot from raising those two compared to raising my younger son. And if I could tell parents that, I feel like when Tyler and McKenna were playing sports that, you know, as a overzealous parent, you want them to always be the best and you always want them to make sure they're doing this, that, and your mind is always going. Like with Peyton, it's just so different. I'm always like, go out there, have fun, do your best. And the older two have just taught me that there is more to life than sports. And, you know, just always encourage. And the most important thing is to just have fun. I feel like sometimes, you know, just going through the whole thing, you know, I wish that my kids could have had a little bit more fun instead of, at times it was more of a, like a job, which it is when you go to college, it is a job. You're playing sports and you're going to school, but I just feel more relaxed with Peyton. I feel there's just not the pressure of things that, cause I know that at the end, it doesn't matter where they end up or what happens, just as long as they're happy. That's what I've really learned my third child.
Well, I love that because, and I have so many parents that worry about the scholarship. And yes. I don't want to speak for you. So let me get your advice on that. I think a lot of parents, baseball, basketball, because I've coached both as well, they've been around that environment. I think they chase a scholarship. Is that fair? Because, you know, you've been through it too. The most important thing I can tell a parent is choose fit. Because Austin, you know, was on the baseball team for 3 years at Mount Vernon. Shout out our alumni. But ultimately ended up bowling his senior year and has never been happier. Like he had the most fun he's ever had bowling at Mount Vernon. And I love that. And we loved going to bowling. I didn't know a thing about bowling. We learned, but ultimately like it was about fit. And as Austin was going through his process, I wanted him to find a place where if, as you said, injuries happen and, you know, potentially for some people, it could be career ending. Is this where you want to be? Like, is that where you want to get your degree so you can meet people like Robin and have a friend group and a village of people? Or are you just there to play baseball? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go on a rant, but is that what you found as well? I think that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Yes, because I can see the good and the bad through both of my older kids. Got to see a lot of good. And I feel like with McKenna, especially with her injuries, it's going to make her... I mean, as with whatever jobs she has or whatever happens in life, like those injuries have made her stronger. But I also saw how it's did some damage to her, the way she feels and thinks, and she's had to work through some of that. So I got to see the good and the bad. For Peyton, my prayer for him is to have fun. Of course, I want him to stay free from injury, but you know, you never know. I mean, it just happens. Right. And yeah. Whatever the boy to do, whatever he chooses in life, I'm just going to be there for him, just, you know, 100%. So.
And one thing I've learned, been around a few professional athletes, and they all say the same thing, just be good. Just be good. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there's so many, you know, things out there, and there's websites and rankings and all, but what they all have said is just be good, and they'll find you, you know? We ultimately find our space, right?
That's what my husband always says. He always says, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be meant to be, you know?
And we get caught up in that as parents. We really want the best. We just want the best for our kids. We want to put them in the best position. So, okay, I want to move to another thing. And this is going to be maybe a hard segment, but it's one that I really wanted to have with you. And I did ask for your approval beforehand. One of the reasons I think we're good friends is that unfortunately, you and I walk through losing really good friends. And most recently, maybe one of your best friends, Jen. So I wanted to honor them, and we'll do this hopefully as quickly, but as appropriately as possible. In college, you and I lost two of our best friends in an instant. And so I wanted to honor them. Is there anything you want to say about college and that moment? Because I know you were very close to Ronnie and Darren, and as was I, but I don't know. Do you want to honor them today?
Sure. Yes. Wow. They were great. Probably two of the funniest people I'll have ever met in my life. Great guys, great athletes, great friends, always a life of the party. That was a very hard time. But you know what? I follow his sister on social media, Joy, pass something through every once in a while and it'll bring back a memory, and at least you can think of him and maybe a good thought of him. And just, yeah, it's hard. It was hard times, but I'm glad that we have the memories that we have of both of them. It's nice to see on Facebook when the anniversary hits, we all can kind of remember memories too. I see it on Facebook and someone will, I see Aaron Reynolds. Thank you. He'll put things up there and I'll get to see those things, but it's awesome that we all still keep remembering the two of them and how awesome. But yeah, they were quite funny. They made me laugh all the time. They kept us on our toes.
And Robin, would you say that they taught us how to treat people? Because that's my takeaway from Ron and Darren, was they taught us how to treat people no matter who you are in life. That's what I've learned from them. And that's what I took away from their passing most, is especially particularly Ronnie. And I always feel like Darren just is like, oh, and Darren, and it's not and Darren. Darren was amazing too. But obviously Ronnie was just kind of such a big presence. And I took away that it's important how you treat people, because it matters long after. I don't know. That's just my takeaway.
I agree.
So recently, one of your best friends, Jen, passed. And so I wanted to honor her very quickly as well. She was kind of it was Batman and Robin, you and Jen. And I love Jen. I think we all went to her house one time. Where does she live? Like PA and Grace or something? Didn't we go like on this big weekend where our big friend group like stayed at her house? And Jen was the best. Again, speaking of one of the funniest people I've ever met. So just to honor Jen, I know it was really hard to watch her battle too, but I don't know. Do you want to honor Jen?
Yep. So having Ronnie and Jen as your best friends was you probably never had a day where you weren't laughing all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Jen and I were peanut butter and jelly. That's what everybody called us. So we're one was the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. She died about a year and a half ago in April. I didn't see Jen a lot towards the end of her life. I know Julie and Lori and I wanted to go visit her towards the end, but because of COVID, they didn't really want us to come. So we didn't get to see her, towards the end or anything like that. Did get to see pictures on Facebook and kind of see how she was, going downhill and things like that. But yeah, very sad. Jen always was the one that said that she's going to outlive everybody. She always said that, I'm going to outlive everybody. I'm going to be young my whole life. She was always telling us that. And, everybody loved Jen. Everybody loves Jen.
Yeah. She's hilarious.
She always accepted who they were all the time. And we had the best times. Like Julie said yesterday on Facebook, we did have the best apartment. We always had something going on. I don't know if you knew this or not, but so my best friend and Nick's best friend, Ryan Teglovic, he passed away also of cancer. So it was kind of, they both were for a while. It was very tough. I mean, Ryan was Nick's, very best friend. He loved Ryan like a brother. And so, it was very, very hard. Within a year, they both passed away.
Yeah, I did not know that. Thank you for mentioning it as well. And I didn't know Ryan. I it's so hard. I mean, I feel like we should not be attending funerals at this point in our lives yet, and you and I have attended now a few and you now more, even with, those of us from Mount Vernon that would know those people. And that's, I don't know. I just don't feel like we're supposed to be attending funerals yet. And we attend each other's weddings, right? Like we were in some weddings together, but I just feel like that's not right. It's not time yet. but that is part of growing older. That's why I love doing these interviews. And I'm so thankful for you coming on today, because I think we should cherish these moments and the memories that we have. And people want to see your face much more than mine, but they do want to see, you know, where you're at today and all those things.
Hey everyone, this is Caitlin. Did you know that the Unscripted Podcast is a part of a larger group called the Unscripted Collective? The Unscripted Collective is a team committed to building websites, podcast coaching, and even has a merchandise warehouse for podcasters and organizations. Find out more at myunscripted.com. Reach out today to find out how we can help you in your organization too. Visit myunscripted.com. Now let's go back to today's interview.
All right. Speaking of where you are today, you mentioned you bought a business. So tell us about the business. Is that in Canton, right?
It is Canton. Yep, it's in North Canton. It's right down the street from where I live. I've been working there for 7 years, and a couple that was working the gym, they've had two little kids and they kind of wanted to move on from running the gym. And the owner of the gym had come to me and asked if I wanted the gym. And I've said, oh, I don't want the gym. I don't want that responsibility. And he took Nick and I to dinner and gave us a great deal, like a gift. Like Nick said, you turn this down. This is definitely a God thing, Robin, you know, and your daughter's home now, and, you know, we could all buy it together and you guys could run it together. And it's awesome. It's a ladies gym. It's called Ladies for Fitness. And we have ages 13 to 86. So we have all
86.
Ages. Like,
holy cow.
It is amazing. So I have all ages at this gym, and it's a niche. That's why I went ahead and bought it. It's a niche. It's different. We do personal training, but you can also use a gym as any other gym, like a Planet Fitness. But it just, you know, a lot of ladies just feel more comfortable working out around other ladies. And it's like my second home. I love it. It's great. McKenna's excited. McKenna, like I said, McKenna wants to focus maybe on doing injury prevention and hooking up with another gentleman who works with people with ACL injuries. And that's what she really would love to do. And she always wanted her own business. So I'm like, well, this is probably your only chance for this good of an opportunity. So that's what we decided to do. And Nick, you know, Nick, he's all in for that lady super fitness too. So he's part of it.
And so it is ladies only. Is that correct?
It is. It's only.
I really like that you have a place where, you know, you can go and not worry about some dude on TikTok taking weird videos, or not trying to take weird videos, but they end up there. Right. I like that. That's so you've created this really cool space. And so have you been working out there regularly, and now this is the opportunity to buy it. Is that right?
So I actually have been working there. I'm a personal trainer. I got certified 7 years ago. Okay. And working here for 7 years. And that's why he ended up coming to me and asking me, because I've been there. He said, you know, he's like, you've been faithful, and I just was wondering if you and your family wanted this opportunity. And he presented it. It was a great opportunity, better than I could have ever asked for. And he's awesome. He's a Christian man who has been great to me all 7 years. And we prayed about it, and my daughter was very excited about it. And so we said, okay, we're going to do it. So I hope that it.
What is the website? Where can people find it?
It's ladiesuperfitness.com.
Ladiesuperfitness.com. What are the plans moving forward? Are you just going to kind of, so are you just changing ownership, or is there plans to do some new things with it?
Yep. So we bought it. So we own it. We're going to add, I just hired a nutritionist who's going to be coming in. So she's going to use one of our offices for that. I have like a vision. There's a lady that was a really, she was an amazing basketball coach at Ashland. She goes to our church. We go to the Chapel of Green. It's a big church. She is a motivational speaker. My vision is to like try to get all the girls in the Federal League to come to our gym for a big revival type, you know, just something. I don't know. I just have a big vision for it. And I want to bring more young people into our gym. Just, yeah, we have, like, McKenna and I have a lot of visions. Just we have to pray about it and see what comes of it. But yeah, so So it's God's gym.
So is there, just because we live in this kind of world now, is there remote options? So if people are interested in anyone, because I don't know where this podcast lands. It could land in Columbus or South Carolina. I have no idea. So if someone hears this, is there remote options as well? Or is there a way to get in contact with you or help support you as you are starting this new venture?
Well, right now we don't have anything, but we do have YouTube videos that do have some workouts. Okay. Go on there for sure and do the workouts for that right now. So yeah, they could do that.
Where can they find those, Robin?
Those podcasts, I believe, are on there under Lady Super Fitness too, I believe. I'd have to look that up for sure. But the lady that used to run it when we had COVID, she put a bunch of videos up on YouTube for people to be able to work out at home and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure it's under Lady Super Fitness. Pretty sure.
Your daughter just got engaged. So, right? Yep. Did that just happen?
Yep, she did. She got engaged about a month ago and she's getting married in May. So he's from here. So that's probably why she back here too. I can't take all the credit. So back here, so yep, they went to school together, but they didn't really know each other. He was a year older than her, and his name's Brandon. So yeah, we love him. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Well, I love it. Well, congratulations, Robin, on all your success. Thank you for coming on. I had to drag you into this interview. I've been asking for a minute, but here we are. And so I'm just so honored to be on with you today. And just, I have loved watching your family grow and succeed. And this sounds weird, but like watch you all walk through challenges, the things that you've talked about today. Because we all go through them, and I've loved just watching how you've navigated that with your family. And, you know, I don't know, we always had a very special friendship and a special friendship group at Mount Vernon. And I'm always thankful for Mount Vernon and the fact that I get to be on with someone today and who's doing great things. And, you know, I just wish you continued success. So once again, what's the website for the new facility?
It is ladiesuperfitness.com. And I just wanted to add that anybody from Mount Vernon is watching this. You know, it's awesome to watch people on Facebook that you went to college with, and it's awesome to see their families. And, you know, even though you don't see them, like I said, I don't see you, but I feel like I've got to see you and your family grow. And it's like, we all have one thing in common, and it's kind of awesome. I think that's why we all are the way we are, is because we all have God and we keep them first. I think it's amazing. And I'm just happy to watch everybody's families and everybody growing on there too.
There is that bond. Mount Vernon is very special. And when I drive onto that campus anytime, there's just a very special thing. So I want to honor Mount Vernon as well. Mount Vernon is very, very, very special to at least me, because I have friends like you. So I don't know about what are your thoughts on that, but yeah.
Oh yeah. Mount Vernon is special. Like, those are the best 4 years of my life. I loved it. I had the most fun at that school. I know my husband was saved by Coach Veal. He will always be someone very special. My husband wouldn't be where he is today without that man. So we have great ties to that school. Gina Howell, she was my coach. Love her. We still talk here and there through Facebook. And, you know, you just, all the friends, all the coaches, all the professors, yeah, they were great. So I love Mount Vernon. Wish my, you know, I always say to McKenna, I always wish she could have got, you know, to go to Mount Vernon, but didn't work out that way. But hey, there's always Peyton.
That's right. So, you got one more, right? Coach Renee is a good coach. He's a really good coach. Shout out Scott Fleming too, Coach Fleming. But anyway, all right. We could talk all day. Thank you so much, Robin. I know I drug you into this opportunity, and I'm so thankful that you came on. And I know a lot of people are going to be really excited to hear from you. So thank you for joining me. And thank you for your friendship all these years. You know, we kind of went through the wars. I feel like as a friend group, you know, we went through things that maybe some people will never go through, especially college students. And yet here we are. So thankful for you, and thankful for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. It was great talking to you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time, keep living life unscripted.